సోమజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా
చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి సోపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగూరుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగనా రఘునాథానితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖానుకాంశ్చ వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభైవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమవం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినేతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశసారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది శ్రీ గౌరభక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నారాయణం నమస్కృతం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తత్తదే ముదిరే ముఖం కరోతి బాకలం పంగులం హేతుగిరిం సత్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీగురుదినకరణం శ్రీ చైతన్యేశ్వరం. సో యెస్టర్డే వి డిస్కస్డ్ అబౌట్ ది ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ and how according to Shruti that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has an eternal form, not that he is manifesting from impersonal, from nirakar to the sakar form. From the basis of scriptures we have realized that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has unlimited form, anadi ananta rupam. The unlimited form, ananta rupam, they have been manifested from anadi. And in this way, Lord is enjoying different moods, different pastimes, eternal in spiritual world, in different forms. And his pastimes in spiritual world is known as aprakat lila, and that is visible on this earthly planet, that is known as prakat lila. So that is what appearance means. So yesterday I was explaining one verse from Bhagavad Gita. Ajapishan avayatma bhutanam ishwarapishan prakritim sangadhisthaya sambhavami atmaya. I just described about half of the verse, that is prakritim sangadhisthaya, how he appeared by so prakriti, by his internal potency. Then acharyas are explaining about sambhavami atma maya. So sambhavami atma maya means, just like in another verse Krishna has told, naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabritam, that I am covered by yoga maya. The same thing is saying here, that sambhavami atma maya, that means I don't create myself. The yoga maya which has covered me, so now that yoga maya will uncover me. I explained you that subject yesterday. And Atma Maya means Maya means knowledge, jnana. Atma Maya means his appearance is sat jnana. When we appear, when we take birth, we have no jnana at that time. But he comes with full knowledge. That is Atma Maya means. And Maya means also kripa, mercy. So Atma Maya means when Supreme Personality of Godhead he appears because of his mercy upon the conditioned living entity. So that is another thing why this Atma Maya word has been used in this verse. So today we will discuss three things. When Krishna appears, where he appears, and why he appears. First I will cover when and where, because it is why he appears is a long subject matter. So first I will explain when Krishna appears. Though in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has told Sambhavami Yuga Yuga that I appear in every yuga. But that doesn't refer to Krishna. Krishna doesn't appear in every yuga. So that refers to his incarnations, different incarnations. This Parikranaya Sadhanang Vinasa Chajuskritang Dharma Sastha Panarthaya Sambhavami Yuga Yuga, that doesn't refer to Krishna. But Krishna, he doesn't appear in every yuga. But his different incarnations, they appear in every yuga. Just like in Bhagavatam, it has been explained. After explaining Sukadeva Goswami, after explaining our different incarnations, at the end he is saying, Etatansa kalapunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam vidyanti yuga yuga. Etata ansa kalapunsa. All these that what I have explained to you, described to you, our different incarnations, etatansa kalapunsa. There are ansa and kala. There are plenary expansion, and plenary person of the plenary expansion of punsa. Punsa means purusha avatar. Etatansa kalapunsa. But Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And when they come to this material world, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuga Yuga. Indrari, Indra, Airi means enemy. The enemies of Indra, that means demons. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. Lokam means when the earthly planets when very much disturbed, Vyakulam Lokam, then Mridayanti Yuga Yuga, then Lord comes in every millennium, in every yuga. So now somebody may ask that what does this mean? And the half line explains Etatansa Kalapunsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. There are two things. One is all these incarnations. The second part saying Krishna Bhagavan. Then when next line says the descent, the Krishna descends every yuga or different incarnations descend. They descend every yuga. So to understand that point, if we see Mridayanti, Mridayanti means it come down, descend. Mridayanti is plural. If Krishna would come every yuga, then it would have been mentioned that Mridayati, yuga yuga, singular. Krishna comes, Mridayati. But instead of saying Mridayati, see Mridayanti. Mridayanti means plural. All these different incarnations, they descend in every yuga. So in this way, our acharyas have explained that Krishna, he is not Sambhavami Yuga Yuga, personally. Now when he comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he has explained this point, that how Krishna comes only in one day of Brahma. He is explaining here that Chatur Yuga or one Divya Yuga, Satya, Tretaya, Dwapar, Kali, is known as one Divya Yuga or Chatur Yuga. In one day of Brahma, like this, there are 1,000 Chatur Yugas or Divya Yugas. 14 Manu, the rule in one day of Brahma. Swayambhuva Manu, Swarichisa Manu, Uttama Manu, Tamasa Manu, Chakkusa Manu, Raivata Manu, Naich, Vaivasvata Manu. Then after that another 7 Manu will come. Sravani, Devasravani, Indrasravani, all kinds of Manu will come. So each Manu, they rule 71 Digvajugas. Each Manu's life, Satya Tritya Dapar Kali lies 71 times. Will continue, will pass through that, in one life of one Manu. Now this ruling of 7th Manu. And Ashtabhinshati Chaturyuga, Dwapar and Sese. And 28th Chaturyuga, towards the end of Dwapar, so Krishna will come. So Krishna will come in one day of Brahma. So that is known as Kalpa. One day of Brahma is known as one Kalpa. Like one Yuga, 4 Yuga is known as one Divya Yuga, and 71 Divya Yuga are known as Manu, Manvantara. Then 14 Manvantara known as one Kalpa. So one day of Brahma is known as Kalpa, and one day of Brahma, Krishna Ram only once. It's very rare. Krishna will not come constantly, always, again and again. In one day of Brahma, he will come only once. So normally we say Krishna came 5,000 years ago. But 5,000 years ago he came. I have joined ISKCON 28 years before. Every year we are saying 5,000 years ago Krishna came. We don't say 5,001, 5,002, 5,003, always 5,000. Years ago. Maybe time doesn't influence us, it's only 5,000. But in astrology they have calculated exactly how many years before Krishna appeared. I'll explain to you. According to astrology, Kali Yuga appears 3101 before Christ, BC, before Christ. 3101 before Christ. That is where Kali Yuga started. And according to our astrology, the Kali Yuga started the day Krishna left the planet. Though we know Kali entered through Parikshit, this, that, but Kali started to spread his influence after that. But the day Krishna left, that was Friday. On that day itself, Kali Yuga started. Entered. So that means Krishna left 3101 years before Christ. Then now it is 2006. So 2006, 3101. That is 5107. So that is the time Krishna has left 5107 years ago. Then, how many years Krishna was exhibiting his pastimes on this earth planet? So he was staying in Vrindavan for 11 years, 6 months. Then he moved to Mathura. There he stayed 13 years, 6 months. That is 25 years. Then 100 years, he was staying in Dwarka. 125 years. So 5107 years plus 125 years. How much is that? 5232 years. 5232 years exactly. So Krishna appeared. That is Wednesday. That is Wednesday. He disappeared on Friday and appeared on Wednesday. That was month of Bhadra, month Bhadrama. Then Krishna Paksha, Ashtami Tithi, midnight, that the appearance day of Lord Krishna. So then, where he appears? Krishna appears on this earthly planet, but the earthly planet is very fortunate. There are so many planets in this Brahmanda. But Lord appears on this earthly planet. Sometimes people, they ask, but why Lord is appearing in Bharatvarsha? Why all incarnations came in Bharatvarsha? So what Bharatvarsha important is, why is not appearing other part of world? So we have to understand, Lord appearing in Bharatvarsha, not because Bharatvarsha is an important place. Bharatvarsha has become important because Lord has appeared there. Not it is a very auspicious place, that's why Krishna appearing there, or different incarnations are appearing there, it's not like that. Because Lord, in different form, has appeared, that's why that place has become very important. So when Lord comes to this material world, actually, Lord does not manifest in this material world. When He comes, He brings His abode. The spiritual world manifests here. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu jibe daya kare sa parshada siya dhamma saha avatare. The Lord, He appears sa parshada siya dhamma. His dhamma is manifestation. The abode of Supreme Person of Godhead is manifestation of His Swarup Shakti. As I was explaining yesterday. So that dhamma manifests here. So it manifests on this earthly planet. As all of you know, the Priyavrata, the son of Svayambhuva Manu, the grandson of Brahma, once he was traveling by a chariot, 7 times he circumambulated this earthly planet. So the chariot having one wheel, so as a result, he created 7 islands and 7 oceans. Sapta Samudra, 7 oceans. Out of the 7 islands, the smallest island, Deepa, is known as Jambudipa. And Jambudipa was given to Agnidra. Now Agnidra, he divided this Jambudipa into Navakhanda, 9 persons. Jambudipa was divided in 9 persons. And one of that person is known as Bharatvarsha. The Bharatvarsha previously was not known as Bharatvarsha. It is known as Brahmavarta or Ajanava. It is known as Ajanava or Brahmavarta. So as you know from King Bharata, its name was given Bharatvarsha. So in Bharatvarsha, the earthly planet, Jambudipa, Bharatvarsha, towards the northern side of Bharatvarsha, known as Uttar Pradesh, so the northern side of Bharatvarsha, and Mathura cut off. And Mathura, area known as Mathura, then Krishna appeared there. But Krishna appeared in Mathura and also in Vrindavan, in Gokul. This is a very interesting chapter, that the whole world knows that Krishna appeared in the prison house of Kansa, Devaki and Vasudev, from Mother Devaki and Vasudev. But our Gaudiya Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He has revealed a higher truth to the appearance of Lord Krishna. That how Krishna appears, the real original Krishna appeared not in prison house of Kansa, but in Nanda Maharaja house, as son of Jasoda Nandan. So tomorrow I will explain in Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami has very nicely has explained how Krishna appears as son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna appeared in Vrindavan and simultaneously He appeared in Mathura also. All these informations are there in the scriptures. But by the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it has not revealed to people. Yogamaya covers, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come, many scriptures has revealed, many scriptures have revealed that. About His form, about His color, His Sruti has revealed also. There is a form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rukma Varna, the golden color form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where will appear, how will appear, who is His father, everything is revealed. But Mahaprabhu has told Yogamaya, until I descend, you don't reveal, you don't let people to understand about me. In the same way also, there are so many different things that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He revealed. Regarding Srimati Radharani, People that do not know Radharani so much, even in India, you go today to South India, people they don't worship Radharani there. They worship Krishna along with Satyabhama and Rukmini. Many places you go to marketplace, you see only Krishna standing there. Till now they don't know who is this Radharani. So only Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he revealed the Swarupa of Radharani. Jadi Gaura Nahaita Tabaki Haita Kemane Dharitam De Radhara Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagate Janatake. If Gauranga Mahaprabhu did not come, who would give us this information about Radharani? Prema Rasa Sima Radharama, the glories of Srimati Radharani, the last boundary of Prema Rasa. But this subject matter cannot be revealed by Vedas. That is, they are known as Veda Gupya, they are hidden. They are there, but in hidden form. They are not revealed form. Veda Gupya. And this subject matter is so confidential that not Veda only can explain, nor the incarnations also can explain. That is the Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna, he personally had to come to reveal this truth, the confidential subject matter about Prema Bhakti, about Radharani, and about how Krishna appeared in Gokul as son of Nanda and Yashoda. Since this is simultaneously, Krishna appeared both the places. Now, as Jiva Goswami is explaining, if Krishna appeared in Nanda Maharaj's house, then why Bhagavad does not mention that? So he is saying, because Bhagavad was spoken to Parikshit Maharaj, and Sukadeva Goswami understood that Parikshit Maharaj at the time that he is going to leave his body, so he will be happy to know that Krishna is his relative. If Parikshit Maharaj, he was the son of Abhimanyu, and Abhimanyu is son of Subhadra, and Subhadra is sister of Krishna. In that line, he will be very happy. Oh, Krishna is my great-grandfather. So that's why he did not clearly mention that Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda. But tomorrow I will explain you in this regard how Krishna appeared in Vrindavan and Mathura, both the places simultaneously, and also they have proved it from scriptures. From all the Puranas, from Bhagavata, different Puranas, and half Purana clearly explains that Krishna appeared as son of Nanda and Yashoda. So now, we will discuss about why Krishna appears. This is a very interesting subject matter, the why Krishna appears. So why Krishna appears, this answer has been given by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna saying, Paritranaya sadhanang vinasaya duskritang dharma sastapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. But I am descending to this material world, paritranaya sadhanang, to deliver my devotees, vinasaya duskritang, to annihilate the miscreants, dharma sastapanarthaya, to re-establish dharma. That is where Krishna has given this answer. But our Gauri acharyas, they are not happy with this answer that Krishna has given. That I have come for all these purposes. They say, no, it's not the real reason why Krishna has to come or God has to come. Paritranaya sadhanam, to deliver the devotees. Devotees means they are already delivered. That's why they are devotees. But what Krishna has to, or Lord has to come to deliver the devotees? And vinasa to duskritam, to annihilate the miscreants. Is it necessary that Lord has to come personally to annihilate the miscreants? He can annihilate just through a small germ, even if you have dysentery or AIDS, something like that, finish. Why Lord, the Supreme Person of Godhead, has to come to kill somebody? Is not the primary reason that why he has to come? Dharma sastha panarthaya. And acharyas, they can come and re-establish dharma. So, why Lord descends this material world? These are not the real reason. These are anusangha. The side effect. When Lord comes, these are side effects of the reason that why that has been accomplished when he comes to this material world. Then what is the real reason? Why these incarnations that come from spiritual world? So Kunti Devi, in his prayer, he has explained different reasons. Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham Katham Prasthamhe Striya. Oh my Lord, Tata Paramahansanam Muninam Amalatmanam Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham Katham Prasthamhe Striya. You have come here to give Bhakti Yoga, to teach about Bhakti Yoga. The real purpose you come to this material world is Mad Bhakta Vinodartham Karami Vividha Kriya. I am exhibiting all these pastimes in this material world so that my devotees will get pleasure. Mad Bhakta Vinodartham, to give pleasure to my devotees. That is my real purpose. My Lord incarnates in different forms. Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, being merciful upon his devotees. Paritranaya Sadhanam means he is coming to deliver his devotees. Deliver from what? The devotees are suffering here in separation from Krishna. That is Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Manusim Tanumasritam, being merciful upon my devotees. So I descend to this material world and exhibit all my pastimes. And also, I exhibit my pastimes so the people who listen to my pastimes, Jasrita Tatpara Bhavet, they will be attracted towards me. So these are the real reasons why Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is coming, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, and every millennium after millennium, he comes here. The real reason. So now, these are the reasons for any form of Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to this material world. So now we'll discuss what makes Krishna to come to this material world. Any incarnation can come and give pleasure to his devotees. What makes Krishna to come? That means there is something that cannot be achieved by any other form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. By Narasimha, Brahmana, Rama, whatever unlimited forms the Lord has. There must be something that cannot be achieved unless Krishna comes. So there must be a specific reason. We discussed reason, side reason is Paritranaya Sadhanang Vinashati Duskritang Dharma Sastapanarthaya. The main reason is to give pleasure to devotees. But these reasons are for all the incarnations. But what makes Krishna to come personally? That cannot be achieved by anybody else. So Krishna has to come. So when Lord comes to this material world, there's two reasons. One reason Lord comes for the benefit of the people. Known as Jagat Samandhya. Jagat Samandhya is related to the living entities in general. And there is another Nija Samandhya. Here is one purpose. Krishna is coming to give pleasure to his devotees, but simultaneously, Krishna has his own purpose also to come to this material world. And that has been revealed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'll read this to you. So here, Krishna Sabayadu Goswami is saying, after explaining all the up to here, what I have told to you, said, Anusanga karmai asura maran jelagi avatara kahi se mula karan. Anusanga karan. Thus the killing of the demons is but secondary work. So now, kahi se mula karan, I shall now speak of the main reason for the Lord's incarnation. Why the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna has to come, the Swayam Bhagavan? Why he has to descend? Now I will explain to you. It is a very interesting topic to know that we are worshipping Aradhya Bhagavan, Bhajasatanaya, Taddhama, Vrindavanam, Ramna, Kadidupasana, Bhagavadu, Bhargana, Jakalpita. The speciality of the path that we have followed, we are not following a general path of bhakti. We are following a specific and very special path of bhakti which has not been followed before previously by anybody that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. So what is that speciality? That Aradhya Bhagavan Brajanda Nandana, that son of Nanda Maharaj that we are worshipping, so it is very very important for us to understand that what is that purpose, what is the reason that Krishna came to this material world. also Krishna Kabirajasam saying the reason, the two reasons that why Krishna came personally. Prema rasa nirjasa karite asadana, raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharam. So Lord Krishna came to this material world for two reasons. In translation, Prabhupada saying, the Lord's desire, he has desire, two desires. Just like the, in Gauranga's appearance, Lord has three desires to be fulfilled. All of you know. The same way, for Krishna's appearance, he had two desires to be fulfilled. That was, Premarasa Nirjasa Karite Asadana. The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to test the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God. That is one reason. The Premarasa Nirjasa. The essence of loving relationship between the Jiva and Bhagavan. So why Lord created? Why all these living entities are there? A Shruti explains, as we know from the scriptures, Parambrahma is one, Ekameva Aditya, he is one. So even if he is one, when he is one, Ekati Sanaramyate, these are his fundamental basic philosophy that we have to understand, which differs from all other philosophy. That the Lord is one, Ekati Sanaramyate, but Allah we can't enjoy. You want to enjoy means you have to have two persons, otherwise you cannot enjoy. Ekati sanar, clearly saying, Ekati sanar amnate, alone he is not able to enjoy. Sa kamayate, then he desires. Sa kamayate, he desires. That's eka bahusya mahavat, then he expands in many different forms. That's the living entity, the jivas and Bhagavan, as a relation. So both helps each other to enjoy. How they enjoy? As Krishna Parambrahma, the living entity, Jivas. How they enjoy with each other? So Krishna has the sweetness, and the Jiva has the love. So Jiva gives his love to Krishna, that gives pleasure to Krishna. And in return, Krishna gives his sweetness, so Madhurya. He gives his sweetness to Jiva, and Jiva enjoys. So in this way, for this purpose, the Krishna created all these living entities with his reciprocation of love and sweetness, both enjoy eternally. So now Krishna has come to come here for premarasa nirjasa, karite asadana, to release, to test the essence of this loving relationship between the living entities and Krishna. That is one reason. The second reason is raga marga bhakti loke Karite Pracharam. So Prabhupada saying, he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world and platform of spontaneous attraction. This is Raga Marga Bhakti. Raga Marga Bhakti, Karite Loke Pracharam. I'll explain, as Krishna Kabiraj Goswami has explained here, to why Krishna is thinking like this. How and which time he is thinking. So before I explain about this Raga Marga Bhakti, I'll go to the next line where he has saying, he's explaining to why Krishna is developing this kind of desire. His Atma Rama, his Apta Kama. When you desire, when you don't have something, then we develop desire to get something. If I don't have, oh, I want to get this, I want to get that, because I don't have. But Parambrahma is Atmarama, he has everything. How silly desire? How desires can appear in Parambrahma when he has everything? So that's why he is giving reason. Why these two kinds of desires have developed in Krishna? One desire is to enjoy the essence of love. And second desire is, anybody remember? To distribute. Raganuga Bhakti is established. To distribute the Raga Marga Bhakti. So we have to support why these desires are developing. What is there within Krishna constitutionally? Is there some foreign element
that is within himself, particular criteria that makes him to develop this kind of desire. So to support that, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami saying, because constitutionally, Krishna is Rasika Shekhara Krishna Parama Karuna. Ehi dui hetu ichhara udgama. Ichhara udgama. That he develops these kinds of two desires. The reason is the two reasons. He is Rasika Shekhara. And Prabhupada is saying that thus he is known as supreme jubilant and as the most merciful of all. He is Rasika Shekhara. Rasika, Rasa means mellows. As he explained, Krishna Prabhupada is saying in his purport also, Sutyat Rasavaisaha, this is a very great definition of Parambrahma, on which definition the whole Gaudiya philosophy is established. The Rasavaisaha. Rasavaisaha means he is made up of mellows, he enjoys mellow, and he makes others to enjoy the mellow. This is Rasavaisaha. And that's a Rasika Shekhara. And Rasika Shekhara, translation Prabhupada given in this Satan Chaitanya is Rasika Shekhara is supremely jubilant. He is supremely jubilant. He is the best person in releasing the rasa or mellows. That's why, because Rasika Shekhara, that's why this desire has arisen within him to release the prema rasa nirjasa, the essence of the love. And second reason, why this desire has developed, that he wants to distribute this Ragamarga Bhakti, because Krishna Parama Karuna is very merciful. Generally, all the forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead are merciful. There is no cruel form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are all merciful. But Krishna form is Parama Karuna, which is very merciful. That's why he has developed his desire, this desire. And what is that desire? That he has developed very interesting topic. Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, he is thinking to himself after long, long time. After long time means one day of Brahma has passed, one night of Brahma has passed. So Krishna is thinking to himself, sitting in Golok Vrindavan. It explains where this Karuna, why Krishna developed this Karuna upon the living entity? What makes him? So he is thinking that Aisharja Janata Sab Jagata Mishrita Aisharja Sisila Prema Nahimara Prita. Krishna is lacking something. I don't enjoy properly. What he doesn't enjoy? He is saying the whole world, all the universe, is filled with the conception of my majesty, Aisharya, majesty. But love weakened by the sense of majesty does not satisfy me. Aisharya Sishila Prema. Prema means the love which satisfies Krishna. But when Prema is mixed with Aisharya, that place what happens, the love becomes weakened. Just like when some devotee go to Vaikuntha, he'll see, oh, Vishnu, you are so great, I'm so small. Right? Big difference is there. You can't put your heart to serve, you have fear, sambrama. The sambrama is there, fear is there. The fear reduces your attachment. You can't put your heart, open your heart. No, that gets different. So much so, the devotee think, oh, you are Lord. You are omnipotent. You can do everything. So what I have to do for you? So I don't have to do for anything to you. In this devotional mood reduces there. So you are omnipotent. What should I do? Better you do for me. You understand how the Aisharya, the majesty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that weakens the love of the devotees. When the devotees see the Lord so great, so that reduces the intensity of love towards God. Then God thinks, oh, I'm losing, I'm missing something. So that's why Krishna is saying, Aisharja Sithila Prema. When Prema is Sithila, weak, becomes weak, I don't enjoy. Nahimara Priti. I don't desire pleasure, much pleasure. Out of that, the people, they think I am Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Amare ishtar mane apana kahina, tar prame basame nahai adhina.
The devotee, he thinks, if one regards me as the Supreme Lord, and himself is subordinate to me, when my devotee thinks that I am Lord, and he is subordinate to me, I do not become subservient to his love. The potential of love is so potential that it controls the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, which controls everybody, he gets controlled by the love. And Krishna saying, what kind of love controls me? This kind of love, where people that think, I am Ishwar, I am so great. Or Krishna is Ishwar, he is so great. I am under him. So this kind of love cannot control me. So that is the difference between the Bhakti Yoga, which has preached on this earthly planet. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Bhakti. And Chaitanya Charitamrita saying, Anarpita Charinchira Karunaya Avatirna Kalau Samarpaitam Unnata Ujjala Rasasya Bhakti Shriya. So Bhakti Sampar, Bhakti Shri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets, which has never given before. Anarpita Charinchira, Hira Adata Nijagupta Vetam, has never given before. Then somebody may come and ask you, how can you say like this? Bhakti has never given before. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many acharyas they have come, Madhva Acharya has come, Ramanuja Acharya, they all preach the Bhakti. And how can we say that Bhakti has never given before? Yes. The kind of bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, that was never given before. So what is the speciality of the kind of bhakti that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, that was never given before? Bhakti was given before, but by that bhakti, one understands God as God. One understands God as God. But the bhakti Mahaprabhu gave, by that bhakti, one will not understand God as God. This speciality of Mahapurusha Bhakti. One will not understand God as God. That is speciality of Mahapurusha Bhakti. And this is what Krishna explaining here. That kind of bhakti, for the people that see my opulence, tar prame basami nahai adhin. I am not controlled by that kind of love. But my tendency is, je jathamang prapadyante tang tathayo hajamiham, I will reciprocate accordingly. If you come to worship me, O Krishna, I am yours. Okay, then you are mine, I will control you. No. But when you come to me, O Krishna, I am not yours, you are mine. Then I will become yours. In Vaikuntha, devotees will go, O Vishnu, you are so great. You are omnipotent. Please take care of me. Please protect me. Then Krishna, okay, I will protect you. And Golak Vrindavan, not Krishna, you protect me, the other girl, Krishna, I will protect you. If I don't feed you, you will die. You will become sick, I will take care of you. Then Krishna, Jini Parambrahma, he has subject himself like, he says, I am sick now, I am very hungry, please feed me. But Parambrahma should never become sick. Parambrahma should never become hungry. Parambrahma should never become angry. If you go through the pastimes of Dhammabandhan Lila, you'll see all the symptoms Krishna exhibited is contradictory to Parambrahma. Parambrahma becoming hungry, how? His Atmaram can become hungry. His Aptakama, because Mother Yashoda left him on the ground, half feeding the milk, become very angry. How he can become angry? His dual theme also material nature. How that can happen to him? Then he's dissatisfied. How Lord can become dissatisfied? Then being the wife, husband of Lakshmipati, he's going to steal the butter. How this Krishna can become Lord? Then the Supreme Personality of God is Parambrahma. The Jamaraj gets scared of him. And he's getting scared by seeing a stick in the hand of Mother Gosala running away by fear. How Lord can have fear? And one who is binding by the rope of Maya to unlimited living entities, and he is getting bound by rope, small rope by Mother Yashoda. All contradictions. Why this happens? 5 reasons. The karmic jnani yogis, they get due results. Oh, how Krishna become param brahma then? They don't understand. But Krishna says, yes, I have to be because the dhamang prapadante tang kathayo bhajami ham. According to their love, I have to subject myself accordingly. I have to develop this hunger. I have to develop this fear. I have to run away with fear. Because my devotee gets pleasure with this. Mother Dasada gets pleasure with this. I have to reciprocate. So Krishna says, I enjoy. What I enjoy? Now when the devotees, they feel about me, more putra, more sakha, more pranapati, ehave jaimare kore sudhavakti, apanake boramane amare samahina, seihave holyame tahara adhina. The Lord Krishna giving this way, how he can become subservient to the living entity. How the Supreme Lord will become subservient to the living entity. He's saying, more putra, more sakha, more pranapati. If one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, thinking more putra, thinking of me as his son, more sakha, his friend, more pranapati, his beloved, and he regards himself as great, consider me equal or I'm inferior to him. Apanake bodamane amare samahina. He himself says, I am great. Who is Krishna? He is equal to me or smaller than me. That is the Prabhupada saying, you know, all these mayavadis, everybody, they are trying to compete with God. That we want to become one with God, equal to God. Prabhupada saying, how do you want to become equal to God? We have a process, we can become greater than God. Why do we take a process, we can become greater than the God? Why are you competing, trying to become equal with God? And Krishna has given this process to us. He can become greater than that, and that gives more pleasure to Krishna. My bhakti bhutanang amritata kalpate dishtyadat asanat matsneva bhavatinang madapanam. When Krishna met all the gopis in Kurukshetra, he said these things. Oh my dear gopis, if anybody develops just love, bhakti, my bhakti bhutanang amritata kalpate, immediately they become free from the cycle of birth and death and come back to my abode. Just having bhakti. And but what you have? You have sneha, so much affection unto me. That affection is so strong. Wherever I may be, I will be bound first to come and meet with you. In this regard, I will tell you a nice sweet pastime of Lord Jagannath. How Jagannath could not control himself and he manifested in front of his devotee. So then he's saying, in this way, if you think mata mare putra have karana bandhan, ati hina jnane kare lalana palan. When my mother comes, sometimes she binds me as son, she nourishes and protects me, and she thinks I am helpless. Oh, that gives me very much pleasure. The one who helps everybody, if somebody can dare to think he is helpless, what great he must be, how much pure love he must have. And I enjoy out of that. Ati hina jnane kare lalana palan. Thinks I am very negligible. And the sakha suddha sakha kare kamle arahana. Tumi kona varalak amitamasama. I play with my friends. My friends climb on my shoulder in pure friendship. When Sudam Sudam play with Krishna, then they defeated Krishna to carry them on his shoulders. And Krishna defeated, you sit down, will climb on the shoulder. What great personality you have. Who can dare to do like this? Only Siddha Prem. So that way I reciprocate. And whenever the brother Gopikas, they scold me, they rebuke me, I feel so pleasure. If Brahmanas get Brahmanas, they glorify the Veda Stuti Haitahare Marman. The Veda glorify me so much, but I don't get so much pleasure. By listening my glorification from Vedas, I derive more pleasure when Brother Gopikas, they rebuke me, they shout, scold me, that gives me more pleasure. So, that's why Krishna is thinking, the conclusion is, E Suddha Bhaktalaya Karimu Avatar Kariva Vividha Adhuta Vihar. I'll bring my eternal associate and will exhibit all these transcendental pastimes, and these pastimes are so chamatkar, so wonderful. Even in Vaikuntha spiritual world, it does not exist. So, I will exhibit this pastime, Jesa Leela Kariva, that's a more chamatkar. For this pastime to be very wonderful to the people in general, I will exhibit some pastimes, it will be very wonderful to me also. I will be surprised how nice these pastimes are. So Krishna is thinking that he will exhibit some special pastimes to our planet, that he will be surprised also. Oh, so fantastic. So nice pastimes. So this is Nidya Samandhya Hetu that Krishna has. His one reason that why he is coming to this material world. So in this way, we should understand the Lord comes in different form as external region, Bahiranga, Karan, that is Paritranaya Sadhanam Vinasa Chuduskritam. Then real region is Madhvakta Vinadartham, to give pleasure my devotees. Then on top of this, Krishna's specific region, that Bhaktirasa Nirjasa Karite Asadana, Ragamarga Bhakti Loke Karite Pracharam. In this way, Krishna's Kabraja Goswami has given. We have to understand the reason. If we don't understand the reason, the next step, the secret of his appearance will not be clearly understood also. So there is a deep reason, the specific reason that why Krishna has come to this material level. Jaisa Prabhupada ki, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Gautamanande. One question is 9 o'clock. They are all waiting to go to job, my dear. Okay, one question.
Sarvam Lord Chaitanya Venta Jagannath Puri and Sarvam Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya is telling Sarvam Bhattacharya that he is the Supreme Person of God. And then Gopinath Acharya is quoting the words from Prahlad Maharaj. Every millennium. Can you explain that little bit?
I don't know, I have to see that. What are you relating to? Three Yuga Bharat. So that Lord will not. You want me to explain that? You have time, I'll explain that. So he is recording one verse. The Lord is Three Yuga. He appears in three Yugas. He doesn't appear in this specific Kali Yuga. Though in this Kali Yuga, in India, so many gods. Prabhupada saying we have factory of God in India and Bangladesh. That in scripture, God is not going to incarnate. You only call it Namrupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna incarnates in the form of holy man. Krishna incarnates in Artha Vigraha. And Krishna incarnates in Dharma Bhagavatam. Krishna Sudhama Padate Dharma Ganadivisa Kalunasta Drishamasa Purana Arka Dhanadita. In these three forms he will incarnate. The Lord will not, otherwise he will not incarnate. But people, they don't understand. They just worship anybody comes. Then somebody may ask you, how can I say Krishna will not incarnate? Buddha is Lord's incarnation. Kaliyuga will come Lord's incarnation. So how can I say in Kaliyuga there is no incarnation? But Buddha and Kaliyuga, they are not coming from Vaikuntha. They are not incarnating from there. They are Satyadesa avatar. Their living entity has been empowered. So they are not regarded as the Vishnu Tattva. Then somebody will say, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu definitely Channa avatar, Kalu Channa. He did not come as God, he came as devotee in his hidden form. So in this way, in this Kali Yuga, Krishna will not come personally. He will come in the form of his holy name. Kali Yuga people are so degraded. You see, whatever disease you have, accordingly get medicine. If disease is less, then low power medicine. If disease is very powerful, then high dose you have to get. So Krishna is coming, our Lord is coming time to time to deliver, to make us free from bhava-roga. The Kali Yuga disease is very high standard disease. So Krishna needs to give some high dose medicine to us. So who can deliver the people in Kali Yuga? So Krishna thinking, who is greater than me can deliver these guys? No, then he found greater than me, there is something greater than me. That is my holy name. My name is greater than me. So I'll go and give them my holy name. So just like in India, the Kathakars, they say, you know, they're making Chetubandha. The Hanuman was writing Ram Nam and throwing the stone to Vachan. The stones are floating. Floating because Ram Nam has so much potency. One day Ram is thinking, oh, Hanuman is writing my name, throwing stones, stones are floating. If my name is so powerful, then how much powerful I would not be. You see, I must be very powerful then. My name is so powerful. So one day midnight, Ramchandra himself got up and he went to ocean to check what is happening. So he picked up a stone and he threw into the ocean. And Hanuman, he was guarding, he said, why my lord is going midnight to ocean? So he followed, he is watching behind what Ramchandra is going to do now. So Ramchandra picked up one stone and he threw into the ocean. He threw the stone, drowned. And Hanuman standing behind the clapping, oh my lord, he realized, the high lord is throwing the stone. Your name is more powerful than you. Don't think you are more powerful than your name. That's why the stone, now your name will float. The stone you threw, that drowned. The point is, the Kalika, the holy name is higher dose. Which Lord gave, okay, take my holy name will deliver. So Kalika is Naam Rupa Krishna Masar. But that's why Kalijuga, there is Trijuga. In Trijuga, the Lord comes. This is one description, there could be some other explanation also. Maybe you know something, you can tell me afterwards. So I give some other class, I tell there. Okay, thank you all so much. Hare Krishna.